Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message? What is the message of our Lord Jesus? Today is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 14 to 17. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 98. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 to 13. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is a lived reality of gratitude. The psalmist of today notes that the Lord's right hand and his holy arm have brought his mercy, justice, and salvation to the nations. Thus, the Lord himself has taken the initiative to show his love and mercy to all. In other words, he has granted us an undeserved mercy, cleansed our sins, and his right hand is still outstretched towards us. The question is, my brother, my sister, how do we respond to God's love and mercy? Pope Francis says in Evangelii Gaudium that our response must be gratitude. And so, like the Samaritan in today's gospel, our first show of gratitude must be to return to the Lord and to hold on to his right hand and holy arm of love, mercy, justice, truth, and peace. The prophet Isaiah says in chapter 41, verse 13, I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and tells you, do not fear, I will help you. However, my brother, my sister, enjoyment of the Lord's help demands our willingness to uphold and exemplify the Lord's command of love and mercy, and to use our talents, time, and treasure in bearing God's news and ensuring that its capacity for liberation and renewal is shown to all. In other words, we must be willing to become and to be embodiments of God's hospitality. We must be prepared, for example, to challenge boundaries of hate, barriers to integration, and to neutralize the race and ethnic divide with our gifts and talents, and sometimes with our life. Whilst we are not called to make enemies, Pope Francis says, during the sharing of the fruits of God's love and mercy, we must be spiritually and mentally prepared to face the threats and attacks of those benefiting from the status quo of pain and suffering. Thus, like St. Paul in today's second reading, we should be willing, we must be willing, in fact, be willing and ready to put our whole life on the line, even in the face of martyrdom, for the liberation of God's people. That is the highest show of gratitude to God. And that demands or requires the courage given to us by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, my brother, my sister, our mission is not to condemn or divide our families and God's people. Our mission is to boldly reveal and extend God's mercy to the Naaman and Samaritans of our time, to create a home for the hopeless and sinners, to help others to reach higher levels of success in life. Thus, ultimately, our mission is to return to the Lord, to work with the Holy Spirit, and to show with our talents, our time and treasures, that truly God is alive and active in our midst, to show that He is Emmanuel, God is with us, to show that He has not condemned us, but to forgive us our sins, so that we should fear Him, that He is God. And so, my brother, my sister, we must not forget that we are bearers of God's hospitality. And as we work today, this week, may the Lord bless and sanctify the works of our hands. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.